Welcome to Chronicle Headlines. I'm John McGowan.
And I'm Cosmic Cruz.
For campus news this week, the part-time faculty union has closed out its third week on strike. In the past week, the union rejected an offer made by the college. Members of CFAC protested at the college's open house event over the weekend, handing out leaflets to prospective students and families. The college made another offer to the union that was rejected, and when questioned at a virtual faculty forum on Tuesday, President and CEO Kwang Woo Kim did not rule out some tuition refunds for students impacted by the strike, saying, "We don't have an answer right now." We have staff reporter Uriel Reyes in the studio to talk about all of this and more. How are you doing today?
I am doing good. How about you?
Doing great.
Can't complain on a beautiful Thursday.
Uriel, you wrote an article on the open house and the protesters the strikers were protesting at it. Can you tell us about that event?
Sure. So this protest took place on Saturday, November 11, and that was the day where it was open house for like the incoming students and parents. And so what happened was that there was like a protest of current part-time faculty adjuncts. That when I went, there was only seven, and in a bit, one student, first year, arrived. So they were outside the student center by the area where the open house. Those who came for the open house, they were like right next to it, and as they were walking in, the strikers were giving out leaflets informing them that like, oh hey, like the strike is going on, this is our position, please support us.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, like, what was their reaction from the people who were visiting the open house?
They like immediately noticed, because like obviously the strikers, they're wearing red, they got the signs.
Mm-hmm. All right, I want to switch gears and talk about what was the event where Kim was talking about. It was a faculty forum, right? At the virtual faculty forum, was just answering questions. He mentioned a lot of different ways of possibly reducing the deficit, getting us out of the situation. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So what he mentioned was like one of the examples was possibly selling the library building and the Sherwood Music Conservatory. The library is 624 South Michigan, whereas Sherwood is 1312 Michigan. It is concerning given the fact that like especially for the library building, that's where the library is, as long as like what a bunch of gen ed classes like humanities and history and social sciences, like that would either selling either one of those buildings is definitely gonna have like some type of impact on students.
Yeah, I don't know. What else what did we miss? Is there any other light to shed on this whole situation for right now?
No, it's just the other thing I could add is just as we know, it's just constant back and forth between the administration and the union trying to find like the common ground of what would be a proper contract that is fair.
Well, yeah. Thank you so much for coming on, Uriel.
Mm-hmm, thank you so much.
Awesome. Cosme, you want to take us to the next story?
In other news, one way students are working through the uncertainty of the strike is through campus events like the fashion department's Stitch and Bitch Festival. Here, students work on project and assignments with the help from full-time faculty. The name Stitch and Bitch was originally inspired by a phenomenon that was created by women after World War II, where they would come together to sew, mend, and make do with material shortages that existed because of the war. With this, they would talk, voice frustrations, and discuss worries. Chair professor of the fashion department, Colby Reed, said she set up the event to build community.
We just wanted to do something for our students and also for our faculty who are still around that would build a sense of community and help people know we're all in this together.
Man, I'll tell you, bitching and stitching sounds like a really good idea to me right about now.
Yeah, no, I love stitching and bitching, and I think it's good for all. I think this should be encouraged among more departments. I think just having a place where students, not only students, but also like full-time faculty can get together.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, just sort of, I guess, return to a little bit of a sense of normalcy, like working on stuff that's particular to their major with their fellow students, with their teachers. It's kind of like you're in classes again, you know? Yeah, I think this is really cool. I love the name, too.
Of course. What better way to describe, hey, this is me and this is how it is, you know? It's like, let's make some stuff, let's stitch, let's bitch, and all that good stuff. Because at the end of the day, that's everything that everyone does.
It's cool that it came from World War II, too.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a really cool factoid that was in the story.
Just when you thought it stitches and bitches couldn't get any cooler, you know that it got some history, and now it just gives it a whole new meaning. It's like, what more could you want?
Yeah, dude. I guess I'll take us right into Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving is coming up, and so is Thanksgiving break. Classes will not be held from Wednesday the 22nd through Sunday the 26th. Though dorms will remain open, Columbia buildings will be closed from Thursday through Sunday. Cosme, you want to tell us about the upcoming print issue?
The Chronicle will be publishing our fall print issue, the hip-hop issue, in 2 weeks. Keep an eye out for it on newsstand on Monday, November 27th.
Alrighty. That's it for this week. Be sure to read the full stories at ColumbiaChronicle.com. Sign up for our newsletter at ColumbiaChronicle.com/newsletter. And check out this week's episode of Chronicle Conversations, taking an inside look at the production of our upcoming print issue. I'm John McGowan.
And I'm Cosme Cruz.
Thank you so much for listening.